Hi, I'm Jody Carlton, and I'm a neurodiversity expert and relationship coach. I also specialize in personality disorders and toxic abuse like narcissism and borderline personality. Autism and narcissism are completely unrelated. One is neurodevelopmental and largely genetic. The other does tend to be seen in multiple generations, but this can also be attributed to social learning, and we're still seeking a greater understanding of how narcissism develops. Autism and narcissistic personality disorder can be comorbid, which means they both exist in the same person. And I do regularly encounter these individuals, given my specialty. And I can honestly say that autistic narcissists are some of the most dangerous people in the world. They aren't necessarily the most violent, although they can certainly be violent, but their lack of regard for the well-being of others will show up in actions, even when their words sound compassionate and caring. Combined with decreased safety awareness, even for themselves, combined with emotional dysregulation and impulsivity, all these things make them the most likely to cause devastating harm or even to kill, often in a fit of rage, in a sensory meltdown, or in a power struggle for control over money, time, or space. It is true that everyone has moments where they're self-centered or critical, judgmental, argumentative, dishonest, and even manipulative. These are human traits that do cause harm and can be quite dysfunctional depending on the severity. Narcissism or narcissistic personality disorder, though, involves traits that are not present in all people. Autism and narcissism are completely unrelated. Unfortunately, there's a growing myth that everyone has narcissistic traits, and this is an incredibly dangerous myth because it minimizes the devastating and destructive characteristics of narcissism. People who are in abusive relationships with narcissists are already experiencing extreme doubt and confusion and loss of their own self or ability to think clearly from being systematically gaslighted and strategically unraveled mentally. So myths like this create even more doubt and ideas like it's not that bad. Everyone is like this to an extent. It is true that everyone has moments where they're self-centered or critical, judgmental, argumentative, dishonest, and even manipulative. These are human traits that do cause harm and can be quite dysfunctional depending on the severity. Narcissism or narcissistic personality disorder, though, involves traits that are not present in all people. To put it in perspective, think of yourself and the people you know. Do you see these following traits? Enjoying the pain of others. Intentionally hurting others in order to feel superior and powerful. Looking for vulnerability in order to exploit and benefit in some way. Being indifferent to the suffering of animals and children. Being calculated and vindictive when others get more attention or have needs that get prioritized. Using tools like fear and confusion to disarm and control to have a psychological advantage. Being the victim to get others to compromise their own values and boundaries. This is different now from the dysfunctional behavior of playing the victim to be rescued or reassured because of insecurity, which is dysfunctional, but not narcissistic. Narcissists use being the victim to get others to compromise their values, their identity, their safety, their integrity, and even their own thoughts and memories. This puts people off balance and gives the narcissist power and control. Their lack of regard for the well-being of others will show up in actions, even when their words sound compassionate and caring. In order to be classified as a narcissist, this characteristic of feeding off of coercive power is required. So I want you to stop and think about these things.